The data center debate got heated this year. Did South Dakota miss the boat or dodge the bullet? You're listening to SDPB's In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota's decision to forego tax incentives to lure industry partners to the state has some economic growth advocates bemoaning what they see as missed opportunities. It's an issue for states across the nation. Around a dozen states, including South Dakota, have floated the idea of moratoriums or outright bans on hyperscale sites. Other proposed bills have sought to ensure tax incentives would not limit potential revenue, and protecting residents from increased utility costs has been another top concern. South Dakota Searchlight journalist Mackenzie Huber has been reporting on this for some time. She stopped by SDPB's studios in Sioux Falls for an update.
To start with it, you need to understand that data centers cost a lot of money to build, to operate. And so data centers throughout the United States, they have come to different states primarily with the assurance that they wouldn't have to pay sales tax on equipment upgrades. They have to buy new servers, new equipment every few years in order to upgrade because you have computers and technology that's getting newer each year. And so with that, that's where the legislature comes in. Primarily is that these data centers say they won't come to South Dakota unless we have the sales tax incentive. So this has been a conversation in the legislature for a few years now. I think before I started covering the legislature, it had come up a couple of times, one or two times. And then it came back last year in 2025 as a tax incentive again. That was rejected at the committee level, and it came back again this year, and it was rejected a few times again this year.
So states are trying to figure out, do we create new incentives? Do we create new regulations or boundaries or parameters? Do we get rid of incentives that we already had? What are you seeing across the nation as other states are wrestling with data centers within their borders?
Yeah, and I guess I will follow up on that to say that of what has survived this year, there were over a dozen data center bills introduced this legislative session. And the one bill that has sort of survived the test of the legislative process so far is one that would sort of set parameters and regulations for data centers that are larger than 30 megawatts, which would generally fit hyperscaler definition for data centers. So electricity use, water use, local control, that's what has survived the legislative session so far. They removed any talk about tax incentives, whether a ban or permitting at this point in time. So that is for South Dakota. As for other states, what we're seeing is we're seeing that discussions still happen. You have data centers that are still being built in other states around the United States. You've got more demand for this because, like I said, this is just continuing to grow, this demand for AI. But you also have other states that are considering removing the tax incentives that they have in place. There are 37 or so states that have a tax incentives for data centers. And so some of those states are considering removing those because they've foregone millions and billions of dollars in potential revenue at the state and local levels that they want to bring that back. So that's what's happening at the national level.
Yeah. What are some of the arguments, the debate that you heard among lawmakers that you thought were interesting as they were sorting through this session? What did you hear? We know what didn't survive, but do you know why?
What has really taken hold among lawmakers recently, and I remember hearing Commissioner Bill Even was talking about this with you as well, and talking about the two sides that we're sort of seeing, is there's a side of the conversation that wants these data centers because they see it as an opportunity for development, for growth, for an increase in quality of life in South Dakota, for an increase in the tax base, so that way you could have property tax relief is sort of what they've talked about. And then on the other side of the conversation, you have people who are skeptical and say, sure, data centers are okay as long as they pay their way or as long as they don't increase rates for other people. I think House Speaker John Hansen has talked about he doesn't think that it's fair to subsidize billionaires, tech billionaires coming into the state with something that they could pay on their own with these companies. That's what we're sort of seeing on these two sides as the emerging, the biggest takes.
One of the things I thought was interesting, and I don't know if you saw this too, but in the beginning, it wasn't clear where the political lines are. Like in some areas, you can kind of pick, this is where this contingent of Republicans are going to stand. This is where Democrats are probably going to fall. And with data centers, the political boundaries were a little unclear. And as people were trying to figure out, well, what are we concerned about the water usage? Are we concerned about the cost of the electricity to, you know, is that going to rise? But now it seems like it's solidifying a little bit and people have an idea of like, okay, these are the things that our caucus is going to be concerned with. Did you notice the same thing that people were trying to get their arms around it too?
I do think that I noticed that with people who weren't as familiar with data centers, they had a lot of questions and they wanted to understand it. And so I think as these dozen bills have come through the legislative process, the lawmakers who have been paying attention to this conversation, who have been listening to the testimony, they have been reassured or they have learned about different aspects of it. So it really at this point, I mean, the Senate Bill 135 passed the Senate with all members supporting it. And that was simply saying that they wanted those regulations and assurances for electric, water, local control. That was something that the data center industry representatives, business communities felt that they do already. They're fine doing that. It's really the tax incentive piece. So if someone, all of these questions about electricity and water and local control seem to have been answered where people feel comfortable. Now it's at the point where do we give these businesses, these companies, an incentive? Mm-hmm. Is that something that we want to offer them or not? And that's really the key question at the end of the legislative session right now.
Yeah. What is the yes if kind of, as Billy even said, it's not just no and, but it's the yes if. What, you know, what do you have to do to be a good citizen of South Dakota if we open this door for you? Are there concerns in peer or in the public that you're talking to that if they don't, that they didn't move fast enough this legislative session and are missing out on perhaps the next big deal?
Yeah, I guess I haven't heard that a lot from the public that I've talked to. And I haven't heard that from lawmakers who don't want to offer incentives, who want to keep it as pay your way, quote unquote. But I have heard that from the lawmakers who want to bring this industry to South Dakota and think that it's worth incentivizing them. They are saying that these companies have been knocking at our door for years now. Yeah. This industry is no longer just fledgling. It's not just a baby infant industry. It's something that's really growing and become a key part of our economy where we're at right now. It could be a bubble. It could pop at some point is part of the argument as well.
Yeah. But we could take a detour on that, right?
But I mean, that's where these people who do support the idea of incentivizing these companies, they say, we're going to miss out on our opportunity to bring in this potential revenue source, these businesses, because they're going to go elsewhere.
Yeah. And I'm also hearing a ton of national security conversation. And with the war in Iran and Amazon data centers being blown up overseas or drone attacks overseas, also hearing a lot of solidification around we are being asked to be patriotic and establish American data centers, which I'm really curious if that is just a talking point, or if that does that solidify as politically essential to the people who are voting? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but it's interesting to watch it play out.
Well, it is really interesting because you have President Trump said that he really pushed for the development of data centers in early mid 2025. And then you have recently President Trump posted on Truth Social that these companies should pay their own way. And that is something that the other contingent of lawmakers have sort of latched onto to say, yes, we do support data centers. We support doing this. And we think it's important for developing and staying ahead of countries like China. But they should pay their own way, is what we just heard from President Trump and what we agree should happen. So it's kind of taken this national perspective, this global perspective of this is important to national security in order to win this quote unquote arms race. But how does South Dakota fit into that? Because it's not just AI and data centers. It's also nuclear energy, which is also something that factors into this data center conversation, because the more energy that you need for data centers, for AI, you need more energy. And nuclear has popped up everywhere in this conversation as this is the next step. If so, we need to mine uranium, we need to enrich and process it. And South Dakota has that opportunity. And the U.S. has not been involved in that process of uranium and nuclear energy development.
And then the environmental impacts of that, what is the cost to the natural beauty and what we expect South Dakota to look like and welcoming people into. I just think it's a fascinating conversation. What are you looking next in your reporting to sort of follow what happens next? Who do you want to talk to? What's ahead for you?
I guess what's ahead for me is, it is interesting when you talk about that, because that's really the conversation here is what are the trade-offs? What is the opportunity cost here for what we do? If we decide to go down this road, what will that mean in the future? And so that's nuclear energy and environmental and all of the other things. And I guess what's next for me in looking at this is, one, we've got elections coming up, and I would not be surprised if data centers are part of the conversation with primaries this summer, especially the gubernatorial election as well, and looking at how that informs what people are interested in and who they might vote for. Along with that is, as we continue to have, I don't think this tax incentive conversation is going to go away. I think it will probably continue next legislative session. Yeah. If it's something where people who are elected to the legislature, if they think that this is an industry they want to bring to South Dakota, it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. So that'll come along, and so will the development of our infrastructure in order to accommodate these industries and other high electricity demanding industries, whether that's data centers or whether that's something else, but just really the process and the interest in strengthening our infrastructure, whether that's with nuclear energy or other methods in South Dakota.
You can find Mackenzie Huber's reporting at SouthDakotaSearchlight.com. And Jackie Hendry with South Dakota Focus on SDPB offers a deep dive into data centers in the state. You can watch that Thursday, March 26th. It's on SDPB TV at 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain. That's our conversation for today. I hope that it served you. From all of us here at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening.